Chodesh, the Pusik tells us, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Yini Yukim Dem Koin Kotshoi, Miki Kapayim Yivar Laivov. Chazal tell us that the person that is Oyla Bahar Hashem needs to have Mumen Shal Yosha, that his money is Erlecha money. And this topic is a very important topic, because we'll discuss the feel for Nachayit's Prita, a couple of pennies that belong to another person, how you should react when you're faced with this issue. And the shailas that we're going to discuss today are very negative. The shailas, if you see another person's pen, you see another person's safer and you want to use it, what would happen if you go into the house of a very close friend? And when you're in his house, you're thirsty and you want to take a drink. But you don't know if the friend would allow you to take the drink or not. When the person comes by, a half hour later, he says to you, you were in my house and you didn't take a drink. Why didn't you? So, chehena v'chehena, and many of these shalas come from a gemara which was recently learned in the Daf Yomi in Masechet Bava Metzia. So, I'd like to go through this topic. And if you take a look at page 2, there's a tshiva which is written in the Rif, Simen Kif Lamed Gimel. And the Rif tells us the following story. Echad min ha-talmidim, one of the talmidim, gunav sifrei pirushin l'chaveroi. He stole a sefer of pirushin for his friend. Yechashatovai mimena, when his friend came to him and said, can you please return to me the sefer, Nishba, he made a shvua chamira, shalayachziram loy, that he won't return the sefer, ad sheyatik oisam, until he will copy the mefarshim. V'yesh mi shehoira, some dear paskins, shemitta leganvam, that you can steal the sefer in order to get it back. Shiva, zukterif, hagoynev, the person that stole the sefer, Vahamoira, and the person that paskins. Kilam tui shaloi kedin usti. Every single one of them was wrong. And the Rif in this Shiva starts to mention that every one of them was over on one, two, or three averis, whichever the case is. Shezeh hoyle shemitah lasis came. The person that paskins, that you're allowed to take your other person's sefer and use it. Doimaloi. He imagines that the reason why it's mitzvah to take another person's sefer without permission is because he's getting a mitzvah. But the tour, he made a mistake. And we learn, it's a mitzvah habu b'avera to take another person's sefer without permission. And the Rif continues, and this case is Hashem Esoina, Gevel Biabla, and therefore he writes as follows, the person that said this psak is a choite imachti. The person that said this psak is a choite imachti. V'hagoyin of the person that stole the sefer is over on three lavim, and the Rif continues, you take a look at the last line, V'af oisem mitzvah sheneschavelo, even this mitzvah of the learning that he was in the chavent and his mitzvah, loy also b'yodai, he did not get a mitzvah for it. Now let's analyze this case in the Rif. I went and I used another person's sefer without permission. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, Kanishka Fela. What did I do? The first response everybody says is that, look, the sefer that I took, I didn't really steal it. All I did was that I took this sefer. So if you take a look, a line down, I quote for you the Mechaba, the Choshimishvah Simon Shinin Testis Hey, the Mechaba tells us, Halekeach Shvishala Shaloi Midas Tabalim Nikra Gazlin. When you take something from another person and you intend to return it to this person and you take it without permission, you are called a Gazlin. If you take a look at the following Mechaba, that I quote, the following Mechaba tells us, that shoyl shloim midas gazlin. If you just borrow somebody else's sefer, I'm just taking it for a couple of moments, I'm just borrowing it for a couple of moments, you also are considered a gazlin. I wanted to go a step further. There's a beautiful she'iltis which you'll see on page 2, the She'iltas in Parshas Noach, and I'll tell you a story, a personal incident. I have a night prayer, the Chavrusa, that I learn with every night. So there was one time in the summer, he wanted to discuss something, he said, let's go for a walk. So we were walking down the street, and we passed by another person's house that just came home from the airport. And my Chavrusa says to me, he says, take a look what type of person this is. He just went into his house, he just came back from the airport, and take a look, notice his trunk is open, his suitcases are in the back of the car, his wife's pocketbook is in the front seat, and look how irresponsible this person is who just came home from a long trip, and he leaves all his belongings at Hefka. So, as we're approaching that car, we notice another person walking by, and the other person seems to have noticed the same thing. And he says, I'm going to teach this person a lesson. And he quickly goes, and he grabs the wife's pocketbook, and he puts it in front of the car where nobody can see. And a minute later, this person walks out with his wife, and he starts to scream, Oy vey, where's my pocketbook? Somebody stole it. And he quickly goes, and he takes it out, and he says, you want your pocketbook? Here it is. So I'm teaching you a lesson that next time you shouldn't do anything of this sort. No, is this person a ganef, a gazlan, what can we call this person? So if you take a look, the She'iltas, Parshas Noach, the She'iltas tells us, lois signoivi, you should not steal, zuktens to She'iltas, lois signoiv almanas lemekin, don't grab something on the condition to return it. If you take a look in the Sefer HaMikshala, which is written by the Netziv, on the She'iltas, in the Netziv explains that the Torah wrote, two l'shoynes, le'signoiv and le'signoivi. The first pusik is to tell you a regular case of stealing, and from le'signoivi, the she'iltas is medayik that you're not allowed to steal on the condition to return. The Gadol says over a famous verse from the Kotzka. The Gemara tells us that le'signoiv refers to kidnapping, to stealing people. Le'signoivi refers to stealing money. So the Kotzka once said that why is it that lois signoivi, which refers to stealing money, is lois signoivi, it's sort of in third party. So the Kotzka said, vegamret, usually the gnevas don't happen by the petty thieves. The shiny yidin are the ones that have the nesayin of stealing. So lois signoivi, zaz the gift, ears zolt nish gamret. That's why lois signoivi is said in such a respectful way. That's what the Kotzka once said. But the point is that from lois signoivi, which is the extra limit, we learn out that you can't even steal on the condition to return. I mean, it's a pella. You read the Mechaba, which is the bottom Mechaba on the page, in Simon Shin Mem Ches. The Mechaba tells us that a person, if you have a person in the community who needs tzedukah, and the person is a poor person, and the other wants to be Mechazik him. So the Mechaba says that what should you do if you want to be Mechazik this person? So somebody comes up with a beautiful idea. They tried many times to give tzedukah to him, and he would never accept tzedukah. So one time you approach him, and after you approach him, he refuses to take. So this is what you do. You go into his house, and you steal something. And then you get caught. So now you have to pay him kefel, or you have to pay him dal v'hei. Noble intent. Tzedukah Mechaba, you're also over on Leisignoiv. Look at the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, Usa Lignoiv, a fill a kol shehi, even a small amount, din Torah, v'usa Lignoiv, a fill a zero. Schoik, that could be the case that I told you is to steal as a joke. V'afill almanas lahachzir, you cannot even steal on the condition to return. Oy kedei l'shalom tashlimei kefal, or in order to pay kefal. Kedei l'sarei hakalusa, kedei shleyagel atzmer v'kach. But all of these cases go into the issa of loy signoi. Now, let's address the shayla, which is a very negating shayla. You have a situation and you have a close friend, and he has an item, and you would very much like to use his item. You see his pen sitting on the bench, so you go into his house, and you want to take something to eat, and you know he clearly would allow you to use it beyond the shadow of doubt. Can you go into his house and use it without permission, or do you need to actually ask for permission? So, let's refer to the Gemara that the Olam recently learned in Daf Yomi, in Bava Metzia, Daf Chavei Zamer Aleph, and we'll take this Gemara and you'll realize people say, especially if the friend walks back a few minutes later and the friend says, come on, when you're in my house, why didn't you make yourself comfortable? Why didn't you open the refrigerator and take something? And everybody would imagine that it's mutter beyond the shadow of doubt, and you'll take a look at the sugya, it's not a duva pushit at all. In Masechtas Bava Metzia, Tachav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the following story. You take a look, it's the Gemara towards, by the wide lines. The first wide line, the Gemara says, Ameima imazitra, Ameima imazitra, v'ravashi, these three gedolim, ikli, they came, levistani, to the pardis, the muri bar isik, of muri bar isik. These three gedolim came to the pardis of muri bar isik. I see arisai, the oris of the pardis, came to these three gedolim. He was not the owner, he was just a sharecropper. And he came, and he brought in front of them, tamni, rimoini, what a nice fruit basket to them. The sugar kamayu, and he gave it to them. Ameima v'rav ashi ochli, ameima v'rav ashi ate, mazitra loy ochol, mazitra did not eat. That's what the Gemara tells us. Adahochi, while this was happening, Usi Muri Barisik, so now the Bala Pardis shows up, and the Bala Ashkechini, he found these three Gedolim were sitting, and the two of them were eating, and one was not eating. V'umule Larisa, he said to his Uris, Amai loy aistisli hi l'rabunan mahanach shakirta. You have such chusher of prestigious visitors, and you give them the great beef fruit, you should have bought them the best fruit. Why did you bring them a second grade fruit? So Amilei Amayma Ravashi L'Mazitra. So Amayma Ravashi turned to Mazitra and he says, aha, you see, the Balabus himself came, and the Balabus himself said that you should have given the best fruit to these Amirurim. So Hashta Amar Le'uchel Mar. So now, wouldn't you join us for the meal? V'hotani Mamdach Yilen, Imnim Suyufas Mehem, Tumosei Trimah. That's the famous case by Trimah, when a person goes and he's mafresh trimmer on behalf of his friend, and then his friend comes back and he says, why didn't you go klachei to yufis? Why didn't you take the best choyer to give the trimmer? So if the taka is better choyer, so you see it was not a rhetorical comment, but it was a serious comment, so then the halacha is that the trimmer is considered a trimmer. It's a haraya that if you see afterwards that the balabayas is maskim, so the halacha is that it is considered trimmer. Here too, when you see afterwards that the Balabayas agrees, if the Balabayas agrees, so then the aloha is that you are allowed to eat the food. Omarova, no. So he said as follows, Loyomiklach, Eitzo Yufis, El Intimabuvat, Mishimitzvahi, Venichale, Avaloha Mishim Kisatisahi, the Omarochi. So the Gemara says no. He says, truthfully speaking, he didn't agree to give the food. The only reason he made the statement was because he was embarrassed in front of the Gedolim, but he didn't really mean to give it with his whole heart. If you take a look at Taisvitz, the bottom Taisvitz on the Omid, Taisvitz Mazitra Le'ochol, Taisvitz says a very important Yisoid. And Taisvitz says, you want to truthfully know why Muri Bar Isik did not eat? Taisvitz says, I will tell you the explanation. The Taisvitz as follows. He says, the discussion over here was that you have an Uruz. Is the Uruz giving his own food, or is the Uruz giving the food of the Baal HaBayis? But Zuf Taisvitz, if the food was clearly coming from the owner of the Pardis, then Zuf Taisvitz, you would not be allowed to eat the food. Zuf Taisvitz Favos, and take a look towards the bottom of the Taisvitz, of Taisvitz. He says as follows. He says, the lakat, the second two lines, uchel kaidim shabomot moribay, the sik mishem the uris with an afshekiyur, because they assumed that the food was coming from the uris and not from the balabayas. The ein loyma shayisoyma shayisratza moribay isik, you can't say that they were soyma, that moribay isik would agree eventually. Why not? Took place this, because shayuda when he would find out, the halucha ka abaya, because the halucha is like abaya, va'a baga. The hashta nichalei meikura loy hoyer nichalei. That's an extremely important yisoid. We have a discussion. The discussion we have is the machlokes between Abaya and Ruva. And the machlokes is if yish shaloi midas have a yish or loy have a yish. We paskin like Abaye that yish shaloi midas loy have a yish. Zuk Tosfos. Let's analyze this case. When you walk into another person's house and you open the refrigerator and you take out a soda, and he's a close friend of yours, and he clearly would have allowed you beyond the shadow of the doubt to take that soda. And after, if you don't take it, so when he comes back, he says to you, why didn't you have a drink while I was out? Right? You're in somebody's house and you want to make a phone call. And he clearly would allow you to use his phone. But since when you actually did the ma'aseh of taking the other person's chafetz, the other person didn't know about it, when did the Baal Bayis find out about this? Later, since he found out about it later, and later he'll be miyayish with Afreya. So therefore it becomes a situation of yish, shaloi, midas. The types of paskin that in this case, since yish, shaloi, midas, loy have a yish, like Abaya, you cannot use the other person's favorite. So that really throws a monkey wrench into the common thinking that if the person clearly allows me to use his chayfet, I'm allowed to use it, because suddenly we see that that's not true. We have a Tosfos that clearly says differently. Now, what can we do? What mahalach is there to possibly understand things different than Tosfos? It's a very interesting shach. So the shach, if you take a look, it's on page number 4 in Simen Shin in Ches, the second piece on page number 4. And the Shach wants to say that he disagrees with Tosfos, which is a tremendous chiddush, because the Shach is an Akron. The Shach usually does not disagree with Tosfos. And the Shach starts off at Lushen with a Moed Ge'em of Vayira, and the Shach says as follows. He says, first he quotes the Tosfos, the El Metzias, with Yiddish Shloim Midas, and then you take a look, 6 lines into the Shach, in the middle of the line he says as follows. V'ilav de Mistafina. If not for the fact that, you know, I'm afraid to argue with Tosfos, I would say that to take another person's object, when clearly later you will find out that he will allow you to use this object, that should be mitzvah. And it's not a situation of yish shaloi midas. I would say it's mitzvah. The yish shaloi midas, shani, the case of yish shaloi midas, is a totally different case. Why? Shegam achakach einoi miyayish. Because yish shaloi midas, even afterwards when the person actually finds out that he lost the item, truthfully he's not miyayish. Ela mishim she'eni yedeya heichen hi, ival kochach hi misyayish. Zuk tishach. Why is yish shaloi midas lo have a yish? Because when the person realizes it, that he lost the item, and he gives a scream out, oi, vaylach asurin kiss, it hurts him. And he doesn't truthfully want to be miyayish, he just has no choice, because he will never find the item again. It's lost somewhere. How is he going to be koinah? If the person would actually know where it is, he wouldn't be miyayish. So it's sort of, it's a yish bal karfoy. So yish loy midas, loy have a yish. Ma she'enken hocha, kiven she'yidia she'yitzratza. But when you have a situation where you know clearly that when the person finds out that you took his item, he will be thrilled and he'll be very happy. Im ken hashtenama beheteru usi liyudai. So therefore now too, it came to him beheter. The mistuma ein emakbet al zeh. Because probably he is not makbid, the afalgar, the bishasha, madama, trimmer, the timmer, yishloi midas, tamachine ikahosam tlain, trimmer, the timmer, yediyah mamish beina. Okay, we'll be mavara that last line in the Shah in a couple of moments. But sof kol sof, we suddenly have a disagreement between Tosfos and between the Shah. According to the opinion of Tosfos, if you clearly know a person will allow you to use his chayfet, and you're only going to find that out afterwards, and the person will be upset that you didn't use his chayfet, Tosfos has told us it's usur to use his chayfet, because yish loy midas, loy have a yish. But according to the shach, where the shach says that that's not like the case of yish loy midas, because yish loy midas is the reason why it's lo yavi is because he's going to be forced into being miyayish, and he doesn't want to be miyayish. But in the case where the person clearly would want that you should use his item, there the halacha is that it is mitzvah to take the person's item. Now, before you get very excited with this heter of the shach, I warned you already in the beginning that the shach is disagreeing with the Tosfos. There's a famous ksois. The ksois is in Siman Reish Tes. If you take a look, it's on page number 6, the top ksois. And the ksois tells us as follows. Elefi mashakutav b'shach. According to what the shach tells us, lachalike al divrei ha-tosfos haniska, and the ksois concludes, ein divrei ha-shach mekruchim, words of the shach are not conclusive proof. The ikke kedivrei ha-tosfos, and the shach disagrees, the ksois disagrees with the shach, and he says, how can you argue with the tosfos? And therefore the halacha remains like tosfos. And I'll just take a look at the beautiful lushan in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the next Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is Siv Dalet. He writes as follows: Vafila imbur loy. This is the Rav Shulchan Aruch in a psak. Even if you know clearly, shekisha yivud lebala, when it's going to become known to the balin, shehi notla, that he took his chayfix. As a yismachi v'yagili, they will rejoice. Mepnei avusam, because of their ava for him, oisoy for him. Usaloy lehenesbol. The loy dam tabalim. The Rav Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, not like the shach, like Tosfos and like the ktsois. Lefichach, therefore, hanichnis lepardes eleginus chaveroi. The person walks into his friend's pardes or his friend's gina. Usaloy lilka peris shaloy midas tabalim. He's not allowed to take the peris without the knowledge of the balim. Afalpi, even though shabala pardes vagina he oyavoi. Close friend, however, even Sha'achshav any idea. See, the Rav Shulchan Aruch stresses the point of Tosfos that now, presently, when you're taking the other person's item, it's Yishloi Midas. He's there. Harei in a hand of Beisa. When you're having the Hanua, you're having Hanua Beisa. V'chein kol ki yotze b'zeh, v'tzurich lahazel l'rabim, you should warn the rabim shenachshuun b'zeh, machmas chatzurim yidiyah. Okay, Al Kapunim, you see a very strong opinion of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, of the Kitz Shulchan Aruch passed in the same way. The Shach is the only one that is not this question. I take it back, the Shach is not the only one. There's a beautiful explanation which is written in the Oynig Yontif, which you'll see on page number 4. It's kedai to see this Oynig Yontif because the Oynig Yontif explains the last line in the Shach, what the Shach actually means. And it's such a beautiful machloikas and such a beautiful discussion. Take a look at this Oynig Yontif. The Oynig Yontif's question in the Tshiva, it's page 4. If you know that your friend is ena makpadulav, is not makpid, in yoichali susa, if you'll eat his dough. In mishui lahafish mameni chalusa, kadei lechal ashirayim. So are you allowed to go and be makpish chala for him and eat the shirayim of his chala? So first he quotes the Gemara and Bava Metzia, that's the first paragraph. Then he quotes the Shach, that's the second paragraph. It's kedai to read the third paragraph because it's a very important yisoid in understanding the Nyune Gezela, according to the Yontif's understanding, to the Machne Ephraim and Simon Beis, which is also very beautiful, which discusses this question. And take a look what he writes. If he is the Vurach, the Yontif says, you'd like to understand what's Taka the Pshat in this Shach. Nearly the Be'emes, Kol de Lepsoif Nichalei Aminan Hashti Nami Nichalei. The Yontif is Machadish, a very beautiful Kiddush. So when a person at the end will allow you to use his chayfet, so we say that now also he agrees and allows you to use his chayfet. We have a kasha. Kasha is, we learned the case with trima, which is an exception to the rule. We learned other cases that are exceptions to the rule. What's the pshat? Me, he says, listen to the beautiful Yisoyed Yoni Gyantiv. Hai nedavka, hei chadaloi b'inan lasis, Ayyidei hanichas the balim shim fe illa chadusha. Veloy be'inon ella shlo ya'akfi ha'baylim b'zeh. Mahani nichas the dolma freya. Which means, if you need that a a pu'ula should be created, if you need to create a change of status, you need to create that truma should be taken and that the mitzvah of truma should be chal. So then you need to actually do a ma'isa. So with a michal ma'freya, you can create an action. That's what the Oyneg Yontif tells us. He says, therefore, lohocha b'trima, yadim l'meimah yadei nichasa b'yachakach dumikil yudah balabayis v'os a shliach, because the balabayis has to make him into a shliach to create that truma should be taken. V'chein b'hechshe, the famous discussion in the Gemara, where we put water on another person's peyes, hareze b'chi yitan. So, the hechshet to the being lameima the dumikil yudazeh v'rutzon he wanted sheyavoi hamayim al haperis to betervaya beinon yudiyim mamish. In those two cases, you need to have a yudiyim mamish. But there lamehani nichasa, there a nichasa does not help. Avol lechol peiris shachaberoi loy beinon sheyodi habayil mamish. To go and eat another person's peiris, you don't need to have a yudiyah mamish, because you don't really need much to take place. There's no action that needs to transpire. Why? Look at these words of the Oyneg Yontif, and obviously there's going to be a disagreement between Tosfos and the Shach, how we understand this, but it's interesting to read how the Oyneg Yontif understood the Tos. Rakta ve'inon shalayakbid. The ikka gezel bekpeid etalya rachmona. Ve'heche de'ene makbid. Learning the words of the Oyneg Yontif. The Oyneg Yontif said that when another person has an object, and I come into your property, and I make use of that object, if you're not makpid, that's not gezeilah. If you're okay with it, and you allow it, that's not gezeilah. Gezeilah would mean to do an action, to take away an item from your rishus to my rishus, when you maxed it. That's the chiddush of the Oyneg Yontif. The Oyneg Yontif at the end writes that clearly this is the explanation in the chat. But Al Kapon, let's get back to our question. The Oyneg Yontif has a very nice explanation of how to understand the chat. But sof kol sof, as I showed you, the Tosfos didn't understand the topic the way the chat does, and the Tosfos disagreed with the chat, and the Rav Shachanoch passed him differently. So la'alucha l'masa, to go into a person's rishus and use his item that he clearly would allow you to use it, but he doesn't give you the permission to do so, is something that the pashtus, the person, is not allowed to do. However, there are certain items, and this is written clearly in the Machne Ephraim, and if you take a look on page number 4 in the Ran, who quotes a Rashba, the Rashba says there are items that every person allows everybody to use. There are certain items that are not very expensive items, and it's the sort of the umden das of just about all people, that if you approach me, I would clearly allow you to use this item. But then, when you have this type of situation, where you have an umden das that just about everybody will allow you to use it, so then there's no shayla, and the Machne Ephraim paskins lahefe, even according to the Shitas HaTosfos, there is mukham to be makel on this shayla. If you'll take a look at the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which I quoted, go back to page number 6, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that this might be the exception to the rule when you have a situation, in other words, just to explain what I'm saying. When you have a situation where a person would be makpid, and a person would not allow every person to use his payment, but since you're such a close friend, and he would say afterwards to you, why didn't you use my chesed? That's a question of yish shalai midas, and that goes into this machloikis of the gedolei achronim that we just mentioned. But when you have a situation when there's an umden das that you would clearly allow everybody to use the item, but then you're looking to be makel, that's what the Rashba tells us in Chovah Metziah, that's for Bezim and Aleph. And if you take a look on page number 6, the second paragraph, after the Rav Shulchan Aruch actually paskins like the opinion of Tosfos and like the Tzois, not like the Shach, and he asks us using another person's chefetz without permission, if it was only you that he would give the chefetz to. In Mikom Lokim, Zuktim, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, however, like the opinion of the Rashba, Mitzel Ben Beisai Shaludam Litten Prisa L'Uni. If a person is allowed to, if you're in a person's house, you're allowed to give a piece of bread to a poor man. Or lebnoi shalei havei shalva labayis shalom midatoy. This you're allowed to do without permission. Lefi shekach nahagi balei batim. This is something which all balabatim would agree to. Im etchilun es chasi balabayis bekach. This is the pavon that there shouldn't be an issue of yish leimidat. There's an automatic permission for everybody to use it. This is not called taking the balabayis' tefet without his das. Even shekach nahagi, the bailim yoydim yizeh, and the bailim are very well aware of that. So therefore, mizeh aminik imitamzeh mitzah lekabel tzedukim and hanoshim. The famous question: if you go to collect tzedukah in a person's house, and who opens the door? The person's wife. Are you allowed to take tzedukah from the person's wife or not? So the halacha is that if it's a duvah mir, if it's a small amount of money, that the husband is not makbid on this amount of money, then you're allowed to accept it from the wife. I mean, it really depends on what you call the duvah mir. It depends on every family. A person has called me recently. He said he went to a certain home to collect the tzedukah, and the wife opened the door and she gave him $400 bills. So he asked if it's a duvah mir. So the next time I asked the husband, I asked him if it's makbid. If his wife gave out $400, he said, if that's all it was, it's okay. That was the husband. That was the husband's response to it. And he probably thought it was talking about shopping. But whatever the case is, so if we have a situation where something is taka of duvah mir, and or if there is, like the Rav Shulchan Aruch explained, that it's something you would give to everybody, and be not like we explained the concern with Tosfos and the Shach, that usually I wouldn't give it, but since I'm your good friend, I would give it to you. So then, the halacha is that you're allowed to do it. It says, "Nanushim duvamir shleim das balim kuma shispa b'tzeila hoyl v'darkam b'kach v'yodim baleim shedarkam b'kach." So that's how we can. That is l'choyer the halacha by the first two questions that we discuss. We're not going to have time to discuss in this shir, but there's two other very important concepts which we have to discuss. One is the concept of rugel. There's really three concepts we should discuss, but we'll have to leave it for another shiur. The question is rugel. Rugel means that you allowed somebody in previous times to use the item by you already quite a few times. So that shaft of din al pialucha, that once you allow a person to do it a few times, he's allowed to continue to take the item. The other question is duvamir. How about small amounts of money that is sort of an imdan das, that people are not makbid? Is the gezela by a small amount of money? Or is the gezela by the case of a mitzvah, which there we start to discuss the issue of nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'menoinei. I'll just conclude by telling you a story which is written in the Sefer Eish Lavrum, which the Eish Lavrum writes the story on himself, but will be mevar the halukhas of the story at the next Shia Be'ezus Hashem Yisburah. If you take a look at page number 7, the second piece is the Eish Lavrum. And he says as follows, Shem Bahagu, and he discusses the famous Shulchan Aruch, where it says you're not allowed to use Tzvurim that belong to another person, which we'll discuss also, we're going to be in Be'ezus Hashem in the next Shia. We have to discuss all the halachos of Tzvurim, when you could use it, when you can't use it. He says as follows, he says, L'fu'umim, he writes a very interesting story about himself. That the Eish Lavrum was the Reuven in the studio of the church, and he would sit at the front by his shtender, but when it would come to Kriyas HaTorah, he wanted to hear the laning clearer, so he would walk over to the bima. And when he would walk over to the bima, there was a certain person that would approach him every day, and he would hand him his siddur. So the Eish Lavrum didn't have to take his siddur from the shtender to the bima, he would be able to look into this person's siddur every single day. One time, this person was not there, but since it was understood that the Eish Lavrum used his siddur every day, another person came to the Eish Lavrum, and he actually handed him a siddur, and he said, Rabbi, here's the siddur that you always use that belongs to so-and-so. So the Eish Lavrum, sitting there, had a dilemma, because here the person never actually gave him permission, but he allowed him in the past to use the siddur. So the Eish Lavrum went, and he went and he used the siddur. And the Sim Yidalit, he has three explanations why he actually used the siddur. And then Hashem, with that, we'll begin the next shir on this topic. Sure.